Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the ships at sea, welcome to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio, 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's story behind the story in the North Shore Journal with writer Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this manifold, glorious day?
I'm great, Tom. The birds are just flying around and singing like crazy. They're a little drunk on the sunshine here today.
I think that's it, and I dig it. Let's see. Our first story here is about local volunteers being recognized for their COVID support during the National Volunteer Week.
Yes, a big surprise for you. I'm going to tell you, it's Chris Belfield and his wife, Kathy, and Chris is well known as the KTWH station. Chris is being recognized along with Kathy by Lake County specifically in this article. Lake County Public Health, Lisa Hansen, the director there, really wanted to put the spotlight on them during National Volunteer Week. Kathy and Chris have done amazing things as Minnesota Response volunteers during the COVID-19 pandemic. They are pretty new additions to our community, and they've just jumped right in with both feet, helping in every way they can. So I got a chance to interview both of them. They've done multiple different things. Kathy is a registered nurse. She's of late been giving shots to people, and we sure appreciate that she's volunteering doing that with the vaccine. She's done a lot of other stuff too, though, and Chris goes on being a contact tracer for investigations for people who test positive.
Well, that's some pretty impressive work there, all done on a volunteer basis. I'm impressed. There is another notable person at our station who had been volunteering up at the clinic at part of their shepherding process for guiding people through. I will not mention her name just out of respect for her own personal privacy. But yes, the success we've had in Lake County would not be possible without our volunteers, and I'm glad that they're getting recognized. Mm.
Yes, indeed. And honestly, being vaccinated in Lake County myself, I've just been so impressed with, you know, speaking to each person as I went along. And the vast majority, some of them, it's a collaboration between the county and the hospital and clinic. Some of them are paid staff, but some of them are community members who've retired out of emergency services or nursing, and they're just there giving their time to help all of us, and volunteering makes the world go around. Come on, I love it.
Yes, I think it is. Yes. It is an amazing thing. Our next piece is about the Courage Kenny Virtual Expo.
Mm-hmm. So Courage Kenny is an organization that I don't feel like enough people know about. I'm very fond of this organization. It's been really instrumental in my family life. And they originate out of the Twin Cities, out of Alina Health. But there is a branch of that called Courage Kenny Northland that operates out of Duluth and offers so many opportunities to people with disabilities to be doing sports, basically, or doing recreational activities. And they are amazing. I really encourage people to check them out, whether you're just an interested community member, you want to know more about Courage Kenny, or you have a family member or someone you know, a loved one who has disabilities, or yourself has disabilities, and you want to check out what some recreational opportunities are. There are so many barriers to people with mobility issues and others to just move around in the world. And sometimes we really get focused on people's needs for their medical and health-related issues, which are really important. Unfortunately, there's so much more to people. Right, Tom? Besides just being able to get to the doctor and get your health needs taken care of, to live a really rich life, all of us need to kind of be able to move around in the world and participate. And Courage Kenny is an amazing advocate. The staff there, a lot of them are volunteers, some of them are paid, will do anything to get someone to, they turn no one away, to be able to get someone to participate in sailing, learning how to sail, downhill skiing, cycling. They have adaptive equipment and tons of people to help make stuff work, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So this is a virtual expo. It's free. I included the information of where you can register for that. It's being held on Saturday, and you can check out some of what what's going on with this organization? What is it? And you can pop between different classes. There's yoga classes you can participate in, but there's also informational stuff and virtual booths of different organizations that you can learn more about in Minnesota.
The name triggers a memory in me of the Sister Kenny Institute that was very prominent in Minnesota during the polio epidemic era. Mm-hmm. Is there any connection between the Sister Kenny Institute and this Courage Kenny organization?
Absolutely. It's nail on the head. Sister Kenny was an amazing person, and the Sister Kenny Rehab Institute is where Courage Kenny sprouted from. So this is, the name is actually an homage to Sister Kenny, who was cutting edge, ahead of her time, working with mostly children who had disabilities from polio to helping them regain mobility, in some cases full mobility. And she was kind of going on instinct, and what she knew would work without any proof besides her personal experiences. And she had to travel long ways around the world to find anyone to listen to her. She had a lot of doubters. Finally, she came to Minnesota and they asked her to stay, and she made a huge difference in people's lives. So yes, that's the connection.
Ah, I thought so. Sometimes some of these cobwebs of mine prove useful after all. She was an Australian nurse.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I should stop shaking out those cobwebs and let you move on to the next piece here, which is a COVID update regarding people who are vaccine hesitant speaking up, and Lakeview opens a call line for vaccine questions.
Mm-hmm. So we're at a rate of vaccination in Lake County, which is looking pretty great. We're almost at 60%. Vaccinated among those 16 and older, right, of people who want to be vaccinated. Most of those people have already started to get in line for their vaccines. Cook County is at almost 80% of the residents being having at least one shot in their county. And I've been thinking about and talking to people. It's a topic that I'm very interested in. What is causing people to hesitate about getting the vaccine, to be unsure? So there's studies that show that there's a chunk of people in the country, about 20%, who aren't sure if they're going to get the vaccine. They're kind of waiting. And then there's another chunk of people who absolutely do not want to get the vaccine under any circumstances. They might change their mind. So we have a lot of uncertainty, and I think vaccine hesitant is a really good term for that. And I've been asking people to talk to me about that. What is it that you're waiting to see? What's making you hesitate? What are your questions? And so I included an anonymous interview in this article, which is not something I typically do, but I thought it was really important to give voice to so many people who live right where we live that aren't sure about getting the vaccine, who are not real comfortable speaking up about it because it's not popular. They feel judged, they feel shamed. And so I wanted to start connecting with that and encouraging people to start talking about it, ask questions, get the answers they need. And it just so happens that this week, Lakeview is opening a new phone line specifically dedicated for people to call and ask those questions. I don't know if I'm going to get the vaccine. I got questions. I want to talk to somebody local. Anybody can call. You will be connected with the person who can best answer your question, and that would include healthcare professionals, nurses, doctors, etc. So depending on what your questions are, and they're going to work really hard to get the answers that you need, or do their very best if there are answers to find them. If there aren't answers, to let you know that too, because we got to tell the truth here, don't we, Tom?
Oh yes. At least while the microphone is on, and I must. Tip the hat to Lakeview for being on the ball with this and being willing to communicate further with the people. This is not something that I'm quite used to seeing, so I think this is really a swell thing, and tip of the cromer to Ruberg there for doing this. Our final piece then is for the veterans. It's how to get your veterans identification card. Now, this is an interesting thing. I never knew there was such a thing as a veteran's identification card. Go ahead there, will you?
Yeah, I will, and that's really exciting. You, Tom, as a veteran, and saying that you didn't know there was such a thing is exactly the reason that I looked at the question. Pat Strand, who is the county veteran service officer in Cook County, said, hey, I have veterans that don't even know this exists, and it's kind of handy for folks if they want to look into it. So I've spelled out where to go and what it is in this short article, but I'll tell you real quickly that it's the sort of thing you can take with you all the time. So if there's a military discount somewhere and you want to access that, you have proof on you. It's easy to replace. It's not as sensitive a document as discharge documentation or something like that that you wouldn't want to be hauling around with you, right? That's kind of precious gold. You don't want to have it kind of with you all the time. So this is another level of identification card that you could show if you were in a store or a restaurant to prove that you were a veteran to get a discount.
My goodness. Well, that's interesting as all get out. Thanks for digging that up. I see we have a little bit of time left here. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up right offhand?
I would love to. I'd love to admit to at least one of my mistakes. There are many all the time. Last week, I had incorrectly put the phone number of the Lake County COVID hotline in my COVID update. And please, mea culpa, forgive me. It is 218-834-8434. 218-834-8434. Understandable why I might have mixed that around a little bit, but still such an important number. I felt terrible that that happened.
So let me see if I have that right then. You said it was 218-834-8434. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that is the number that you can call to sign up for an appointment to get your vaccination. There are appointments available to anyone over the age of 16. They're ready and waiting for you. Don't wait if your concern is that there's not enough to go around, because there is now. So if you want to get the vaccine and you're ready to go ahead with that, give that number a call. You can set up your appointment in the very near future.
So 834-8434 will get you the current daily updated information on the availability of appointments, and then they will send you off to the number whereby you can actually make the appointment. Is that right?
That's right, Tom. You got it.
Well, splendid. Well, then, folks, if you're out there listening to us, thanks for tuning in. We will see you again on the radio next week. And to you, Kitty, thanks for everything, and bye for now.
Bye, Tom. Thank you.